June 8th, 1978 is no doubt an unforgettable day. On this day, priesthood and temple blessings were extended to all worthy male members of the church. Memorable indeed, its impact affected the lives of uncountable multitudes. Of the millions who had a full knowledge of its meaning, and of many others who have not yet arrived, perhaps, to the knowledge of the full extent of its effects. On that date, the First Presidency announced to the whole world a new and special revelation of the Lord, which revelation was preceded by many prayers and much supplication for His divine direction. What a great change that revelation promoted in the lives of so many children of our Father in heaven, and among them, my humble family in the city of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It seemed unbelievable. It was an unexpected event, never before dreamed of by those whom the Father, in His perfect wisdom, preserved until this day when they would be best prepared to respond to the serious requirements of this truly honorable stewardship, which is the priesthood. In spite of the relative knowledge acquired throughout the 6 years of membership in the true church of my first calling as a priesthood holder was not to serve as a general authority or a mission president or a bishop or as a member of two stake presidencies. It was not to serve as an executive secretary in the stake and in the world. My first assignment and the calling were that of serving as a home teacher. This calling preceded all the others. It is interestingly significant to think of it. Since then, I have considered this to be a most important and wonderful calling. In previous callings, I have always been released, but this first stewardship has been kept untouched. There is no greater church calling than that of a home teacher, taught President Hazel Taft Benson. There is no greater church service rendered to our Father in Heaven's children than the service rendered by a humble, dedicated, committed home teacher. Close quote. After His resurrection and before ascended to heaven, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." The question was repeated two more times, and Peter answered in the same manner. And the Lord replied, "Feed my sheep." This is the work of the stewardship of the home teacher, to feed, to nourish and quench the thirst of the sheep who are assigned to him as a shepherd. Nothing has been represented to have higher priority or more urgency in my ecclesiastical life, followed by the lives of my children, than the dedicated, loyal, and devoted fulfillment of this stewardship. It is worth noting the way the Lord prepares our spirit and mind without our realizing it, to obtain this high level to understand. When we were still visiting the church as investigator, in the second week, we received a phone call from the branch president, Brother Antonio Landelino Barros, who asked if it were possible for him to come visit us the following night. At the assigned hour, President Barros arrived accompanied by two men, all formally dressed. Before the family gathered in the living room, President Barros asked permission to offer a prayer. His words were simple, but an inspired supplication to the Lord, asking for the guidance of His Spirit and a special blessing upon the family, for us to understand the purpose of that visit and to benefit from it thereafter. Briefly, President Barros presented a discussion on the home teaching program and introduced his companions, Brothers Nelson Bezerra dos Santos and Alfredo Orlando Torres Lima, as our home teachers And from then on, our first and the most direct contact with the church. What a great experience, what a great opportunity and the privilege to serve. Those brothers were around our family during the whole time we lived in the branch area. President Mary Romney taught that the home teachers carried have and the glorious responsibility of representing the Lord Jesus Christ in looking after the welfare of each church member. Every Sunday, those brothers received our family when we arrived at the chapel. They sat next to us during meeting. They taught us the hymns. They taught us about the standards of the kingdom. They called us to inform about the passing away of President Joseph Field Smith, and later about the calling of the new prophet, President Harold Billy. They were interested in the well-being and the progress of our family and their eventual needs. After our baptism postponed for 2 months, and even after we had moved to the Tijuca Ward, these dedicated home teachers and President Barros took turns during the following 3 months, approximately, in regular phone calls to know if our family was well adjusted in the new world, if everything was all right, if any help was needed, etc. In spite of the change of residence, the home teachers did not feel totally released of their duties of taking care and giving attention to our family. Even sure we had a new shepherd, they continued as our brothers in Christ. What a magnificent attitude. They no longer had the assignment, but they kept the Christian interest. What an extraordinary bond was established. Almost 23 years have passed since then. Many other home teachers' companions have succeeded those first ones. Their names, with few exceptions, are vaguely remembered, but the names and image of those first servants are forever in our memories, since they served as true shepherds. The most worthy calling in life is that in which man can serve best his fellow men, taught President David O. McKay. Those brothers were, in fact, guardians, keepers, and very supportive. It is also worth mentioning that they fulfilled their stewardship with a happy countenance, which reflect our happy state of spirit. It seemed as if it were an honor and a privilege for them to serve so. They seemed to understand the duties of the eldest and the youngest alike, as it was taught by Apostle Peter. Feed the flock of God which is among you. Take the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. The example of those dedicated brothers served as the foundation for the future conduct of a new priesthood holder. As I recall this experience, myself being a home teacher now, I have a pattern very close to the model of Jesus Christ to follow. Ever since then, I have devoted myself with all my might, with my best efforts, to the care of assigned families and some of my most significant experience as a priesthood holder was lived as a home teacher. During the regional representative seminar held on April 3, 1969, President Harold Billy taught that priesthood visitors are to be watchmen on the tower. The Lord desired to gather his people even as a hen gathers her chicken under her wings. And the home teachers, and by extension, the visiting teachers, have a role of high relevance for the fulfilling of the desire of the Lord. As President Taft Benson taught, home teaching is a program so vital that if faithfully followed, it will help to spiritually renew the church and exalt its individuals, members, and families. I pray that as priesthood holders, we may develop a more perfect understanding of this sacred stewardship. God lives, as does His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. The Lord speaks today through His prophet, President Gord B. Hinckley, whom we love and follow. I bear this testimony in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.